We've seen it on public television when celebrities come face to face with their ancestral roots. Today, Jane Andrews finds that same sense of belonging looking back over the generations. This is A Walk in the Park.
There is a side to my family that I never knew. Over the years, I really never thought of it that way. I always thought of it as my mother never being given the opportunity to know her father. Late in life, my grandmother remarried to a wonderful man who filled the role of grandfather very nicely, so there wasn't a gaping hole for me. Unfortunately for my mother, the mystery prevailed only to find how she was kept from any contact with her father. My recent phone calls with my 96-year-old mother have been remarkable. We have been piecing together details of well-told stories with fact-finding missions. With new technology, information is literally in the palms of our hands. And what was once generations of informational roadblocks is now opened up to ever-reaching branches to a family tree. Like frost forming on a window, one click on an ancestor's name opens up more generations going back hundreds of years. In one generation under my grandfather's surname, his grandfather and uncle were named after American presidents. With each click on my biological ancestors, both male and female, I was introduced to names I had never heard before, residences, and burial resting places in different areas of the country. And most remarkably, headstones in cemeteries that still existed, though weather-worn through the years. 20 years ago, my mother was informed by his widow that her father was a very nice man, and that he wished he could have had my mother in his life. As gut-wrenching as that story is, all of those names and all of those lives had stories of their own that I hope I can explore a little more. Nature perpetually moves forward. Trees either grow or they don't where previous trees die. We humans have resources today to look back with much greater understanding at the generations that came before. Like those well-known people having their roots documented, with just a few clicks on the computer, I came away feeling differently, less lost, more found.
You've been listening to A Walk in the Park with Jane Andrews, broadcasting each week at this time. A Walk in the Park is brought to you by Wild Birds Unlimited on Route 2 in Warwick.